Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to August's Show Your Shine podcast. August's podcast is dedicated to achieving the elusive balancing act between work and life. Do you have a work-life balance program? Or do you just kind of feel it's going to all work out? For years, I coasted along doing a fabulous job of balancing work and life and all the things that fit in between. I was very protective of making sure things fit with what I already had going on in life, or the answer was no. Somehow, over the last couple years, I started to slip a bit. I noticed just little things at first. A call in the evening was not unusual for me, as I've coached others my entire life based on their needs. However, the calls became much more frequent. Answering emails at all times of day and night, working on newsletters and podcasts and my book during what would have normally been personal time. So what happened? I think I've identified the culprits of my demise in my balance. Loving what I do too much. That's the first thing. Sounds odd, doesn't it? It is not only my work, it has become my hobby as well. I absolutely love working on my monthly podcasts and newsletters, and I'm writing a book, and I love reading books pertaining to my business and my personal time. However, just like any other hobby like golf or tennis, when it consumes too much time and interferes with family and friend time, it takes away work-life balance. My single daily act, my SDA, to overcome this imbalance is I will now reserve specific times for personal time off. My husband requested Saturdays. I can definitely do that. Blackberry is number two. It is an addiction. Whoever said crackberry is dead on. A ding, a buzz, a ring, or whatever sound comes from the phone, and don't you just have to look to see who's trying to communicate with you? I do. If you're like me, you have it strapped to your side from morning till night. I've heard some even sleep with theirs. Luckily, I haven't gone that far yet. Remember the good old days. When your phone was hooked to a wall in your house? Before answering machines, where you had to drive up to a payphone at a gas station or a phone booth. Yes, I am that old. If people wanted to get a hold of you, they kept calling you back until you answered. And if you didn't get the call, you still seemed to survive. The world did not come crashing to a halt. Oh, wait a minute, my BlackBerry just buzzed. So let's see, how long can I go without checking it? Well, that was almost a full 5 seconds. My single daily act, my SDA, to overcome this imbalance is I will no longer take my BlackBerry with on morning walks or evening walks, and I will no longer respond on my BlackBerry on Saturdays as they are reserved for Steve. That is, unless it's really a life or death situation. Working out of a home office is number three. As nice as it is to make the daily commute, 10 feet from the bedroom, 20 feet from the kitchen, it can be very difficult to stay away from the office in personal time. I walk by and the two French doors beckon me to come in, come sit in your comfortable chair, to glide up to my desk for just a second to see what amazing things have popped up on my computer screen. And an hour or two later, I find myself still at the computer. And that's the problem. It's never just a few seconds. I lose all sense of time and life. Sound familiar? My single daily act, my SDA, to overcome this imbalance is once I close the doors for the day, I will stay out of my office. Oh, I'm already feeling anxiety over the separation, just saying this out loud. I have decided to make August the month to start my work-life balance resolution. Why wait until New Year's? August 5th is my 15th wedding anniversary to my awesome husband, Steve. And as a gift to Steve and my family and friends and clients and to me, I'm becoming a work-life balance person once again. So my question to you is, what will you do to achieve balance in your life? What SDA will you take today? This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome August. Today is a great day to show your shine.